what it did is it prepared the way, because of the extra humanitarian goods that were in that container, for the red tape to be just swept aside and that container go to their ministry. And last week they began unloading that printing press, and we've seen we've seen a demonstration more of their faith, I think, than Steve or mine, but the Lord was in control. Now, here's where I'm leading to, this last quote. Antichrist is to perform his marvelous works in our sight. I have a great deal of confidence in Tico Restrepo's Christian experience. I've traveled with him a great deal. I've seen how he operates. And he told me about the earthquake. He says that that first night the earthquake hit, there's no electricity. People are dead all around him. And suddenly a thunderstorm comes in that blocks off the moon and stars, and it starts thundering. And even though none of his buildings went down at all, nobody wanted to be in a building because there were still aftershocks. And he had to struggle with the idea that he had been totally cut off from the rest of the world, because he had. It was 10 days before anybody got through, and he knew it. He didn't live in the city. He lived out in the canyon. And for a long time afterwards, the brethren that worked with there with him in that community, or in their ministry, every time there was an aftershock, several of them would panic, and he had to deal with this panic from the perspective, look at brothers and sisters, we're saying we're Christians. Where's our faith? But he acknowledged to me that humanly, he was struggling with that too. We can intellectually tell ourselves that we're ready for the end. But brothers and sisters, we're at a time period right now.